Welcome into this special edition of the Oncology Peer Review on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Fowler. In the second part of our four-part series on lung cancer, Cancer Network continued its conversation with Wade Imes, a thoracic medical oncologist at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Imes turned our attention to the different treatment options for patients with relapsed refractory small cell lung cancer. Among other agents, Imes touched on lurbinectedin, topotecan, and some of the crucial clinical trials associated with treatment options for small cell lung cancer.
How do you typically monitor treatment response in your patients with small cell lung cancer?
In individuals with limited stage small cell lung cancer, we typically follow with imaging every 3 months to assess for relapse. In the extensive stage setting, our guidelines permit, and we typically follow closer to an every 2 month surveillance imaging interval to assess for recurrence or progression.
And so what are some of the top therapeutic options that you have at your disposal for patients after progression of extensive stage small cell lung cancer?
After progression of extensive stage small cell lung cancer, the primary question is time since last platinum chemotherapy. Our NCCN guidelines currently use a 6 month interval since last platinum to determine whether platinum rechallenge is the preferred approach or whether we should look to other cytotoxic chemo agents, our two FDA approved agents being topotecan or lurbinectedin. And so it's time since last platinum that guides my practice and extent of disease control, because many of the patients, ideally all of them, if they haven't had a severe toxicity, are continuing on maintenance checkpoint inhibitor in the extensive stage setting until progression. And so if it's a few sites of progression, I may continue the checkpoint inhibitor and introduce either platinum rechallenge or typically lurbinectedin or weekly Taxol are the more common practices here at Vanderbilt, and reserving topotecan for later line settings.
And so you briefly mentioned the idea of platinum rechallenging. Could you kind of expand a bit on when exactly this is an appropriate option for patients?
I think platinum rechallenge is most appropriate when the time since last platinum is 6 months or greater. I think the 3 to 6 months since last platinum chemotherapy is an ambiguous interval where on a case-by-case basis, if a patient had a very good response to the platinum and it was well tolerated, you would consider platinum rechallenge in that 3 to 6 months interval. If a patient had a severe toxicity with the platinum agent the first time or an insufficient response, then I would think about a different agent in the 3 to 6 months interval. And then I would almost never, I can't imagine a scenario in a relapse within 3 months of platinum where I would reintroduce a platinum.
Right. And so kind of shifting gears a bit, lurbinectedin was recently granted accelerated approval last summer for patients with metastatic small cell lung cancer who progressed on platinum-based chemotherapy. Could you briefly describe the mechanism of action of this agent and the clinical trial that supported its approval?
Yes, so lurbinectedin is, I described the patient as a cytotoxic chemotherapy agent. It is a transcription inhibitor. And so the specificity, particularly on the level of small cell lung cancer subtype, which is of great interest, is not exactly known, or place in the genome is not very well defined. But it is a broad anti-mitotic agent that works through transcription factor inhibition. And the accelerated FDA approval, importantly, was from the early single arm data demonstrating a comparable, and some would say slightly superior, overall response rate in relapsed small cell lung cancer, and particularly in the platinum sensitive setting, good for the patient population, progression free and overall survival intervals. So to reiterate, the accelerated FDA approval was based on single arm data showing an overall response rate in the mid 30% range in relapsed small cell lung cancer.
Right. And so for the phase three Atlantis trial, which failed to meet its primary endpoint of overall survival, could you kind of talk about the key components of that trial? And did these data really change how you think about using this agent?
So the Atlantis trial was a combination of lurbinectedin plus doxycycline and anthracycline as standard of care topotecan or CAV chemotherapy, and it failed to meet its overall survival primary endpoint. I have mixed feelings about that trial data. I don't think that the patient population is very representative in general that we see in the clinic compared to what gets permitted on clinical trials. So escalating the aggressiveness of their therapy is not necessarily the top priority or the most clinically practical angle. And what I'm getting at is I still like lurbinectedin as a treatment option for these patients as a monotherapy. It has from the clinical trial data, single arm monotherapy data and observed in the clinic. It seems very tolerable from what I've seen and what the clinical trial data and the absence of anthracycline has demonstrated. And it's once every 3 weeks, which is generally a favorable dosing regimen for patients who frankly don't have a very good prognosis with any therapy type. So I do think there continues to be a role for lurbinectedin monotherapy. That is still up in the air with regulatory agencies. The other component to note about the Atlantis trial, it was a lower dose of lurbinectedin for the anthracycline combination that was used in Atlantis compared to the monotherapy cohort. Maybe that is a difference maker. But in the big picture, we're looking at a patient population who's balancing the risks and benefits of any further systemic therapy. And from single arm monotherapy data and clinical data after FDA accelerated approval, I think it stacks up well to our options currently in the clinic.
So let's turn our attention away briefly from lurbinectedin. The indications for nivolumab and pembrolizumab in the relapse setting were withdrawn. Do you think there's still a potential role for these agents in this setting?
Really good question. That's one I still struggle with a lot. And in the setting of immune checkpoint inhibitors in the first line setting for patients with extensive stage small cell lung cancer, I think the argument is less compelling. Those individuals have been exposed to an immune checkpoint inhibitor, and at the time they progress, and this has been observed in non-small cell lung cancer with dual checkpoint inhibitor blockade as well, that if you progress on prior single agent checkpoint inhibitors, the likelihood of benefit to dual checkpoint inhibition is very, very low, and some would say basically none. But in the limited stage setting, when a patient recurs, everybody has observed, and I have a few patients I can think of in the clinic who have very durable benefit to dual checkpoint inhibitor, the nivo-ipi combination in relapsed small cell lung cancer. And so we're very persuaded by those exceptionally good outcomes, and they do exist. So for patients who have never received a checkpoint inhibitor, I think that it does remain interesting in the relapse setting to think about nivo-ipi, but the label has been removed, and also for even pembrolizumab and nivolumab monotherapy, we're kind of moving away from that in the relapse small cell setting, which makes sense when patients are receiving a checkpoint inhibitor in the first line, but there does remain that area of potential interest in checkpoint inhibitor naive patients, particularly younger patients who happen to be associated with a potential longer durable benefit to dual checkpoint inhibitor blockade. Not a direct answer to the question, but it's a really good question and an important one in the field right now.
Right. And so one of the last agents I have on here that we have yet to discuss is topotecan, and its use in relapsed extensive stage small cell lung cancer. Could you talk a little bit about how this agent works and where exactly you would think to use this best?
Yeah, so topotecan, also a traditional cytotoxic chemotherapy agent, and its application in relapsed small cell lung cancer is to be noted in a couple fashions. So it's the first FDA-approved option for patients with relapsed small cell lung cancer, but realistically, in the clinic, its use is not as widespread as the first go-to for relapsed small cell lung cancer patients, particularly due to toxicity and the daily dosing regimen during the treatment weeks that can be more difficult on patients, as I noted, who generally have a poor prognosis and are balancing the risks and benefits of further systemic therapy of any type. So lurbinectin and weekly paclitaxel are often used as well. They tend to have generally more tolerable adverse event profiles than topotecan. I absolutely have used topotecan, but because of toxicity and dosing schedule, I don't typically use it as one of my first agents for patients with relapsed small cell lung cancer.
Certainly. And that gets kind of into my final question here for this segment. What is your standard approach for patients with relapsed extensive stage small cell lung cancer, you know, taking into consideration all the agents we've discussed? And how exactly do you choose between two or three of these agents when working with a patient?
Yep. So typically, my practice as of today is if the time since last platinum is 6 months or more, I would use platinum rechallenge. And then after that, would likely use lurbinectin. If the time since last platinum is about 3 to 6 months, it depends on the extent of response and tolerability of prior platinum. If both were good, I would consider platinum rechallenge and then lurbinectin, likely followed by weekly Taxol, and then followed by topotecan would be how I would sequence those agents currently. And then in the relapsed less than 3 month interval, I would typically go to either weekly paclitaxel or lurbinectin, and probably more based on how close I wanted to monitor them in the clinic. The weekly Taxol does allow a little bit closer monitoring if I'm concerned about a more rapid decline in refractory disease. And then topotecan would probably be my third option in that setting.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like there's certainly a role for all of these agents that we've discussed. In the next segment, we'll review practical considerations in treating patients with small cell lung cancer.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology Peer Review on the Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are available. Or you can listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology Peer Review on the Go podcast is the official podcast of Cancer Network, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer Network. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time.